This is the Unseminary Podcast. Stuff you wish they taught in seminary.
Hey friends, welcome to Unseminary. It's Rich Birch. Normally at this point, Vanessa is on and we're talking about some article, but she's off this week, which I'm so happy about. She's enjoying some sun with her family. But I wanted to get in your earbuds and talk to you about today's article, four ready-to-use last-minute resources for Easter at your church. Listen, I know that you're busy, and so I'm going to try to make this quick. But Easter is a really big day at your church. In fact, you know that. It's a huge deal. In fact, if you're like most church leaders, you're feeling it right now. You feel the pressure of the day coming on quickly. Easter is one of the four big days that your church no doubt puts extra effort into. You know that this is important. This is a big day because two things are happening. Your people are more likely to invite their friends, and the people they invite are more likely to say yes. And so our motto here at Unseminary is always helping church leaders. So we've pulled together these four ready-to-use last-minute resources for your church this Easter. And this article is packed full of resources to help make your life easier in these last days or even hours as we get close to the big day. So the first, we've got three PDFs to use as conversation starters with your team. You know, this time of year, it could be easy to not be kind of involved in leadership training, but you would be missing out on an opportunity. In fact, because it's Easter, because there's so much going on, this is probably a perfect time for you to be doing a little bit extra leadership development with your team. And so what we've done is provide you three ready-to-use PDFs that you can download and send to your people. Very easy. Just email them out and say, hey, let's talk about this next time we get together. Maybe your staff or your volunteers. The first one is four stages of engagement with first-time guests at your church. And so what this article is all about, it kind of talks through what needs to happen in the life of a first-time guest before they even come. And then as they arrive on a morning, I think this could be a great weekend to help your people connect with community connect with the community. And this resource kind of helps you think through that'll help your people wrestle through that. The next PDF is five simple changes to make your church more unchurch friendly. And so we know that this weekend there'll be a lot of first-time guests, people who don't normally attend church. And this resource really is a great discussion starter all around things that you might want to change at your church or just make tweaks really as you come into this weekend. And then finally, maybe you're looking for something that's not so focused on the big day. Maybe you want to leverage this time of year and actually look to the horizon. So we've provided a PDF called Three Ways Disney is Improving that your church can learn from. And what this is kind of it's a big idea post. It's got some fascinating stuff that Disney is up to that maybe your church wants to wrestle with in the season after Easter. So those three PDFs, you could easily email those to your folks and say, hey, when we get together, let's talk about these. Let's leverage this as a great training opportunity. Next, we've got a 12-point checklist of small things to improve Easter at your church. Listen, do you have that sinking feeling that you're forgetting something? We've pulled together a simple checklist of items that you could go through and make sure that your Easter services have just a little extra sizzle this year. Do you have an overly eager volunteer who wants to help with prep at Easter, but you just aren't sure what to pass along to them? I know sometimes this time of year, we do have people show up at the office and are like, hey, I'd love to help. What do you get those people to do? Well, you could download this checklist, print it off, and just go through it with them and say, hey, why don't you do these 8 points? We don't need to do these other four. Just get rid of that and do these things. It'll help your service. Believe me, it'll be super helpful. Or are you looking for ideas to give your Easter just a bit of an extra pop this year? This 12-point checklist could be used for that. It's also very repeatable, so you could come back time and time again, use it next year to kind of remember a few things that you want to make sure you add to your Easter routine. So that's a 12-point checklist. Go to the article over at Unseminary. It's on today. It listed the same day that this podcast went out, or you can look in the show notes and you'll see the link there for that. You could download it, print it off, very easy to use right away. All right, next, a fill-in-the-blanks press release to send to local press. So right now, writers and producers are looking for Easter-related stories at your church. They want to tell those stories through their media outlet. In fact, they wake every day, the pressure's building, and they feel the same pressure that you do, in some ways even more, because they're trying to get stories out the door before that. Remember last year, there was that, you know, the evening news leading up to Easter. Remember there was somebody in a goofy costume wearing wearing an Easter Bunny costume. You know, that's because the evening news went out looking for that story. Some producer said, we need to find somebody in Easter costume. And that's how they ended up on the news. You know, or maybe the local newspaper last year, they did a roundup article of a whole bunch of different options of what people can do on the weekend. Listen, the same thing is happening right now in your community. People in your community are looking for Easter stories to tell. So what we did was we put together a ready to use, a fill in the blanks press release here. It's a basic framework, but you want to make sure you get this out 7 to 10 days before Easter. That's a basic framework that you basically go through. You'll see when you download, you open up in Word or whatever, you know, software you use to edit, you know, files, and it'll walk you through. You have to do some writing yourself, but it'll at least walk you through, get you thinking about what it is you need. Now, I know you might be saying, who do I send this to? Who do I, you know, make sure I can send this to? I'm trying to make it as easy as for you, and I've provided some answers here in this blog post. So first of all, Google's your friend. You can use Google to search which news outlets last year covered the community, your community, with Easter events. And if you click through those articles, you can actually find the authors who wrote them. There's a good chance that those exact same authors are going to be given the assignment this year. As an example, you'll see in the article, click on that. You'll see I put together a search for Sarasota, Florida, with Easter related events in 2017. So if you click on that, you'll see here's a whole bunch of different news outlets, you know, media, radio, newspapers, all kinds of stuff that covered Easter last year. And if I was in Sarasota, I could just click through there, find those articles, find those authors, and send them to, send your press release to them. You could even reference the fact, hey, I saw that last year you covered this thing that's kind of related. I'd love for you to cover this. You can use Twitter. Twitter has a great search function. It is still used by a lot of journalists. In fact, they hang out on Twitter and are looking for stories, not just because of the president, but because it is kind of a news gathering source. You could find people on Twitter who are covering kind of a lifestyle beat in your community. So that's a great way to do that. Again, you need to use the search function on Twitter, you know, a little bit delicately to find or to dig in and find some people. There's also a service called Help a Reporter. In fact, I put a link in the service or in the article about that. Now, what Help a Reporter out is, it is a service where actual authors from media email out to folks like you saying, this is the story I'm looking for. Can you give me information? So that's why it's called Help a Reporter Out. It's free for you to receive emails. Now, you'll receive 2 or 3 emails a day from them. You need to scan through them. But again, leading up into Easter, there will be, you'll see, I guarantee you, leading up into Easter, you'll see media outlets. They tend to be more national in scope, but you'll see media outlets that are looking for Easter-related stories. And then obviously, peripheral awareness. We all have to hone our ability to see what's going on in the world around us. Be looking for interesting tangential connections to what you're doing and see if you could exploit those. Finally, the fourth ready-to-use last-minute resource is low-cost follow-up resources. People are coming to your church and will be impacted by the message of Jesus. No doubt, you guys are going to present the timeless truth of the death and resurrection of Jesus in a compelling way that will probe people to want to respond. What resources can you put in these people's hands? Many churches provide an additional support on top of the Bible during a Sunday like this to people who might be asking questions about following Christ. And what I've done is I've curated down 2 great resources that you could trust. These are fantastic resources, and they're also low cost. So the first is Lee Strobel's book, The Case for Christ, a journalist's personal investigation of the evidence of Jesus. This really is a classic, and it tells the story of a Chicago Tribune journalist, really his journey towards Jesus. And the link there is providing them for less than $4.50 a piece, which is crazy. It's an excellent tool for you to be giving away to people. Or Andy Stanley from North Point in Atlanta. He has a great little small book called How Good Is Good Enough. This is a quick read, but it drives to the core message of the gospel and has done so in a very masterful way. And the link I've provided in there to Amazon gives these for less than $2 a piece, which is crazy. So again, those resources, you could buy some of those, have those ready to go. Listen, friends, we'll be back to our kind of normal stuff next week with Vanessa, but I wanted to kind of put this bug in your ear because I know that you are chasing hard after Easter. I'm excited to hear what happens at your church. I'm excited to hear what goes on. Listen, here at Unseminary, our motto is to be always helping church leaders, and we hope that this resource will help you today. Pop over to Unseminary to learn more, to see our articles, subscribe to email, and all that. Have a great day, friends.